The Challenging Bull. Bull came trotting over the plain, looking very pleased with himself. He was very fat because he was too lazy to use his strength. He was very foolish because he was too lazy to use his brain. But just the same, he was very, very pleased with himself. At the edge of the plain, Bull met Elephant. He kicked his heels and shouted,
I am the challenging Bull of the plain, the Bull of great strength and remarkable brain. On land, which is dry, and on sea, which is wetter, anything you can do, I can do better. I challenge you.
What is your challenge? Asked Elephant.
I challenge you to stand on your head.
Elephant knelt on his big front knees. He rested the top of his head on the ground and waggled and jiggled, trying to stand on his head. But however hard he tried, he just could not do it. Bull began to bellow with laughter. He laughed until he lost his breath. Elephant stood up and said,
Well, show me how you stand on your head.
I could have shown you yesterday,
said Bull.
Perhaps I could show you tomorrow. But today, I am lay in the sun too long, and my head is aching. How can I stand on my head when it aches?
And he tossed his horns and trotted away. At the edge of the swamp, he met Rhinoceros. He lifted his head to the sky and shouted,
I am the challenging Bull of the plain, the Bull of great strength and remarkable brain. On land which is dry and on sea which is wetter, anything you can do, I can do better. I challenge you.
What is your challenge? Asked Rhinoceros.
I challenge you to hop on three legs.
Rhinoceros bent his front left leg beneath him and made a hop that changed to a wobble. The wobble got worse. The rhinoceros toppled and fell with a splash into the muddy swamp. Bull began to bellow with laughter. He laughed until it hurt his ribs. Rhinoceros rose from the swamp and said,
Well, show me how you hop on your three legs.
I could have shown you yesterday,
said Bull.
Perhaps I could show you tomorrow. But today I ran in the prickly grass and it hurt my legs. How can I hop on three legs when they hurt?
And he tossed his horns and trotted away. He went to the top of a hill, but he did not see anyone. There was no one to challenge.
Ha! They're afraid that the great Bull of the plain will challenge them.
Then, out of a hole, popped Little Red Rat.
You can challenge me if you like.
Bull's silly laughter was louder than ever.
You, who are only as big as my ear, you couldn't stand on your head.
It just so happens I can,
said Rat. And he stood on his head, kicking his legs and smiling all over his upside-down face.
Oh, well, said Bull. It's easy enough if your head doesn't ache, but you couldn't hop on three legs.
It just so happens I can, said Rat. And he bent his right front leg and bounced up and down like a red rubber ball.
Oh, well, said Bull. It's easy enough if your legs don't hurt. But you couldn't. You couldn't.
What? Said Rat. Bull was not laughing anymore. His little brain was trying to think. He looked down the hill and saw a huge tree with branches like the arms of a giant.
You couldn't knock down that tree, he said.
Little Red Rat sighed deeply.
It's a very big job for a very small rat. But you are a big bull. Why don't you try?
Bull's little brain could not find an excuse.
I'll charge and knock it down with my head,
he said. With a thunder of hooves, he charged down the hill straight at the tree trunk. Bang went his head as he crashed into the tree. The tree didn't even shiver. Bull came back to the top of the hill.
Of course, that was only the first hit to loosen the roots,
he said casually.
Then he ran down the hill again, straight at the tree. Crash went his head as he banged into the trunk.
A single leaf came floating down. Bull staggered to the top of the hill.
Oh, dear. I feel dreadful. I feel really dreadful.
Then he fell down on the grass with his eyes closed. Rat went quietly down the hillside.
Nibble, nibble, nibble,
went his teeth.
Nibble, nibble, nibble,
at the thick tree trunk. Elephant came, and rhinoceros came, and they sat on the hilltop to watch. Hour after hour, hour after hour, Rat's little teeth
nibbled.
The trees sighed and rustled its leaves. It groaned and shuffled its branches.
Nibble, nibble, nibble.
The tree swayed on its trunk. It held its branches up to the sky. And as the sun sank low and the shadows lengthened, the tree moaned and tilted towards the hill. Rat, elephant, and rhinoceros ran back out of danger. But the challenging bull stayed just where he was, fast asleep in the darkening shadows. For a minute, the tree seemed to hang in the air. Then, splintering, snapping, cracking, and swishing, it threw itself onto the ground. Nobody spoke. Nobody moved. Then the leaves of the fallen tree rustled again, and the branches began to shuffle again. Something was underneath it. Up came the face of the challenging bull, dusty and dirty and very surprised. Elephant, rhinoceros, and rat looked at him and laughed. They laughed until they lost their breath. They laughed until it hurt their ribs. But Bull did not laugh. He didn't think it was funny at all.